This is CPR News NKRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. Denver Mayor Mike Johnston has come out in support of a ballot measure that would overhaul how Colorado conducts elections. Proposition 131 would put all candidates, regardless of party, into a single primary. The top four would then move on to the general election. The state Democratic and Republican parties oppose the change, but Johnston is the second high-profile Democrat to endorse it, following Governor Jared Polis. In Colorado Springs, the economy is doing fairly well. CPR's Dan Boyce reports from this year's UCCS Economic Forum.
The way the forum's program director Bill Craighead puts it,
I really didn't expect to find myself as an economist over the last year playing the role of Mr. Sunshine, but that's kind of how I felt.
The inflation rate is now back below long-term averages, and wages have been rising to keep up. More businesses are opening in Colorado Springs, and employment continues to grow. Tourism is up, too. However, a persistently difficult housing market does cloud Craighead's Mr. Sunshine enthusiasm a little bit. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
Crews are cutting underbrush and trees felled by insect infestation to manage wildfire fuels in the state. CPR's John Daly checked out one project east of Vail.
The town of Vail's Wildland crew is cutting vegetation on 22 acres of shrubs and aspen around the Booth Creek trailhead. Paul Cada is Wildland Battalion Chief for Vail Fire.
What we're focusing on is creating some space between the forest and the community.
Fire was suppressed in U.S. forests for a century. Now the National Forest Service is adopting a more nuanced approach that combines partnerships with other governments. Tactics include prescribed burns and strategic planning to reduce the risk of catastrophic fires. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
This is CPR News, NKRCC.